I need a beer.
Yeah. So all right, let's crack it open. Let's get this going here. Get this battle started here. The war to settle the score.
I can't hold it
right here.
Got that steam coming off of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're gonna start it off here. Cheers. First up, Natural Light. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
On this episode of Bumming with Bobcat, we step back into the ring for War to Settle the Score 2, featuring two of the most legendary budget beers to ever hit the cooler, Natural Light versus Busch Light. Will Natty Light bring the smooth, easy-drinking vibes, or will Busch Light crush the competition with that crisp, classic beer flavor? There's only one way to find out. Watch and subscribe.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bum Wine Bobcat right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel, where we bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the good stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Now over 24,000 subscribers and counting to the YouTube channel. Thanks to viewers like you out there, whatever brought you to the dance, if it was Cheers, Rodney, Simpson, Stone Cold, wrestling, you name it, classic nostalgia, drinking, booze, bottom shelf, drinking, degenerate, debauchery, we have you covered here on the podcast. So stick around. We have another great show on tap for you guys this week. It's going to be a good one out there. If you haven't had the chance yet, be sure to check out in the archives. You know, we wrapped up the 2026 Battle of the Booze Tournament. King Cobra, your 2026 Battle of the Booze Champion. If you haven't checked that one out yet, be sure to do that. But hey, we have another great show, I said, on tap here for you guys this week. So let's not waste any more time. Let's kick it off here with Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse Band, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, good evening. We're ready for this. All jacked up.
We're ready. We took we recovered from the Battle of the Booze Tournament. How things kind of fell into place with timing of when we did our live for the finals. Yeah. Kind of had a little extra break to kind of recoup and recover. But we are back here now for episode, I think, 394. I think we're at now. So we're getting closer to episode 400 right around the corner, which I think is going to fall right towards like the end of May. So that'll be like prime time, summertime, kicking off summer, drinking. You know, we've had some teases this past week with the warm weather coming. And we always say the Battle of the Booze is the kickoff, springtime, the warmer weather outside, drinking beers, doing the thing outside. But before we get to summer, we're going to get the party started here, and we're going to get some great things on tap for you. So stick around, get your drinks ready, because it's going to be a good time here as always. We're going to settle some scores again for the second time around. But hey, we can't do it alone here. We got some other buddies to join us here this week. We have the birthday boy here with us.
What's up,
Kevin,
guys?
The tattoo dude is here. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Thanks. It's gonna be a good one.
You look good in your 50s.
Hey, thanks, man. You know, Vietnam helped me shape myself up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Hey. Shape up or ship out is what they say, right?
That's what Mama always said.
Out there. But
80s movies got me. 80s movies got me through Vietnam.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
And speaking of Vietnam and speaking of wars, we do have a war to settle this week because it's just about a year ago. We had a big podcast. We had a big beer battle that we wanted to settle here on the podcast. We pitted Keystone Light against Coors Light. We called it the war to settle the score. Yeah. Keystone Light versus Coors Light to see, okay, which beer is actually better in our minds out there. You know, we try to give you guys our honest opinions about the best of the worst in cheap booze. So we're going to run it back this week for the war to settle the score too. But before we get into that, we're going to bring in the final man the fourth horseman of this episode to help us here. And we're going to welcome back here. Austin is back with us. This Mr. Lucky Dog himself. Austin, man, how you been? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? How's it going?
Good. Welcome back. It's good to see you again. We said if we're going to do another beer battle, another war to settle the score, we had to bring in the guy who was, you know, last time he was Mr. Keystone Light.
Absolutely.
But now we're going to run it back here this week with a new battle and two new beers to go up against each other. Yep. But man, but how's everything with you? How's the Lucky Dog brand doing these days?
Lucky Dog's doing real good. We've got about four or five models that work with us now, and they're posting daily with us and making videos, making content for me. I'm running more of the website side, the logistics side. Like I said, I built the website, I decorate the clothes, I order the clothes, I do all, so all that's in-house. So I kind of worked out some deals with some ladies to, you know, post their profiles online and get a little boost and, you know, help mine out as well. So we've just been doing that, and honestly, we've been tearing it up. They're getting like gift box every month. You know, they make so many videos, they get this, you know, gift box, and they make their videos, and I was like, you know, give them their creative expression and let them do whatever they want to do. So it's working out really well, actually.
Nice.
Roadhouse said he'll model some of the bikinis and stuff like that.
I think I'm having trouble hearing them for some reason.
Yeah.
Technical issues here.
Yeah.
he said he'll wear the G-string backwards for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you want to sell stuff or not sell stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. All done. Every day.
But before we can get that mental image out of our heads over here.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Kevin, for that. Now, stick around, please, please. There'll be none of that here on the podcast. So stick around here. If you made it this far,
plenty of drinking, though.
Stick around. Yes. Because as we said, we have a big battle and a big war to settle this week. Because we said the first time around, about a year or so ago, we decided we were going to pit two beers against each other to see, okay, which one's actually, in our minds, in each of our minds, what's the better choice? And we did Keystone Light and Coors Light. And then I said, you know what, let's take two more cheap beer brands and pit them against each other to see, you know, what's the difference, you know, taste, everything. And two of the bottom shelf cheap beer classics that we have here is Natural Light versus Busch Light, the war to settle the score right here on both Bobcat. We're going to go here. We're going to give you our breakdown of these two beers to see which one is really the best bang for the buck. What is the best cheap beer out of these two out there? So, I mean, I even broke it down here. We got the tail of the tape here for Natural Light and Busch Light. So coming in here, you got Natural Light. You know, they're very similar here. You know, Natural Light 4.2%, Busch Light 4.1, 95 calories each, 3.2 grams of carbs. Light lagers. Natural Light does have the legacy coming in starting in 1977, and Busch Light started back in 1989.
Wow.
But we're going to go through. I thought Busch Light was around a lot longer.
Yeah,
I did too.
I think Busch beer itself, I think, has been around
a
lot longer than that. But yeah, it was 1989 that Busch Light was introduced to the world. And it's still going strong these days.
Yeah.
And
it is.
And is Busch Light really, it has that stigma of, I always thought of like the, people always say like the runoff of like what's left over after Budweiser and Bud Light. Anything that was left over in the bin when they, you know, they make a Bud, everything else that's left goes into this other bin, then now that becomes your Busch and your Busch Light out there. So what we're going to do here this week, we're going to go in, we're going to crack open both of them, we're going to do a side-by-side, we're going to do taste test comparison, we're going to tell you what we think about each of them. So let's not waste any more time. I think we should dive in here. Now, what do you guys want to start with? You want to go Natural Light? You want to go with the Legacy first?
Yeah, let's go with the oldest first. That sounds the oldest. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Is that a 25 ouncer?
Oldest first.
Is that a 25 ouncer you got?
I think Austin? Austin's got the you got the big can over there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I almost got the big ones. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I wasn't sure if I wanted too many of these in my fridge, so I just figured I would just get the two big ones and just call.
I did that last time. I got the two tall cans of the Keystone, the Coors Light, but for some reason, by me, natural light tall boys are few and far between.
Really,
Bush Light's around, and those are usually like one spot. It's like $1.25 for a tall boy of Bush Light, and it's like, and that's a great deal. Only by me. All we got are the 12-ounce cans.
See, Roadhouse, how much did you pay for your six packs of 16-ounce?
All right,
I don't know.
Yeah, I think mine was like eight something. I think, I kind of paid attention to price just to see. They're both pretty similar in price, though.
We'll break it down. I got some. I have some thoughts on the price, so we'll break down that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
When I stopped and bought these, I bought both six packs and a pack of smokes and a monster, and I was like, I think it was like $23.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Okay. So, yeah. So all right, let's crack it open. Get this going here. Get this battle started here. The war to settle the score.
I can't hold it
right here.
Got that steam coming off of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're gonna start it off here. Cheers. First up, natural light. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Wow, tastes like a college campus.
Now I do
what you know, it tastes very similar to Coors. It really does. It's got that sweetness, that sweet aftertaste almost. Not like 100% like Coors, but it's got that sweet.
Yeah, if Coors was watered down.
That's what I'm saying, like a watered down Coors. That's what I always tell people is what a
I don't get that, but yeah.
No.
I taste a little bit of it there.
Hey, that's you.
Had a Coors in a while.
If that's your opinion, that's fine.
I don't know. Judgment free zone
here. You know, whatever you say.
No, Coors is a full bodied beer. There's no way that Banquet.
I'm not talking like it tastes exactly like it. It's just got that sweet aftertaste, kind of like it.
I don't think it has as sweet like the like we said, like the Coors not Light has sweet. That. Yeah. Like Coors Light has that sweet taste we were kind of saying the last time.
Let me go back in.
This doesn't have it now.
I'm just trying to find an excuse to go back in, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, and I was doing some research beforehand, and I picked up all I got. I got two 12 packs. I got a 12 pack of each. So I did over the past few days. I did crack open some, you know, just to do some research.
We got to get our name in here.
Yeah. And I do have to say that the taste of the natural light, there's not much taste to it. I mean, and that's not a bad thing.
It's watered down. But it's refreshing though. It's a it's one of those beers that I could drink a whole 12 pack.
Oh yeah.
While I'm mowing the lawn,
for sure. Yeah. Especially at the ABV of it's something that goes down pretty quick and it's pretty smooth. Like I said, there's really no taste to it. But if you drink the whole 12 pack, you'll feel it.
I got a good natural light story from back in the day. My best friend,
4.2,
he snuck out of the house and he stopped and bought a case of natural light. Comes over the house. We're having a poker night. And so he sneaks over, puts the beer in my fridge, and his wife calls and says, "I thought you was working." And it was a trick. She had no idea. And he's like, "All right, I'll be home." And then he's right as he's walking out the door, he said, "Don't drink my beer." Well, that right there was an invite to drink.
To drink the beer, yeah. You tell me not to do it, I'm doing it.
So I made it a point over the course of the next 24 hours to drink that whole case of beer.
I mean, it was in your fridge. You know, this is my rule in my house, okay? If you leave any type of alcohol in my house for longer than 24 hours, it's mine.
It's fair game. Fair game.
I mean, it's fair game.
Yeah.
It's
fair game. There wasn't no need for me to drink his beer because there's plenty of beer at my house. But it was the point of him to turn around and look at me and say, "Don't drink my beer."
That was the invite. As I say, oh well, I wasn't going to, but now that you said that, I'm going to drink this beer.
Yep, yeah. I'll have some.
I remember back when I used to we used to build tents and stuff. We drank a lot of natural light. It's because it was in the heat. It's very easy to drink, you know. And
oh yeah,
of course we're all dehydrated and everything. And natural light was either natural light or Keystone, whichever one we get our hands on.
Yeah, I never drank too much of natural light. It was never really a go-to, even in the college beer drinking days, or even the younger beer drinking days. It was every once in a while, but like you said, it was more of like the Keystone, or even like I had friends that they spend an extra couple bucks to get the 30 pack of Coors Light or something like that. So yeah. So natural light was never in
back
the
then in college.
Yeah, that was like Coors had that. Right. Like yeah. I had one roommate in college. He was all Busch Light all the time. There was one party we had, and there was like a pyramid in the kitchen of 30 packs of Coors Light. I mean, of Busch Light in there against the wall. It was like 3, 5, like probably like 7 or 8 30 packs. Like for this party, he had stacked up as a pyramid against the wall. I wish I had a picture of that because that was
the good old days when you could afford to go out and buy 7 or 8 30 packs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember whenever I transferred to Tarleton, it was the first time I've ever seen somebody load the whole back of the bed of their truck.
Yeah,
was full of beer for a party, and I was like, "No way!" They're like, "Yeah, we do this every other weekend, pretty much." And I was like, "Damn, okay." So we'd all pitch in and we'd fill the back of his truck. I mean, and then he'd just wrap it all
down.
Good old
days when beer was cheap. I had a 88 Cutlass. This is probably 94 or 95. 90. I had an 88 Cutlass, and we filled the whole trunk of the Cutlass up with ice and long neck bottles of Red Dog.
Oh wow,
that's pretty solid.
Yeah,
and we would just drive around, park in the parking lot, drink beer, and just go to the next parking lot. You know,
yeah, just keep moving along.
Yeah, and that's crazy. You can't do that shit anymore.
You can't, unfortunately.
This generation of kids coming up are getting screwed over.
They're saying that the younger generation these days are not drinking as much anymore. I see those stats all the time. They say, generation whatever it is. They're like they don't drink, they don't go out, they don't
generation candy. I mean, you've seen reels lately, it's like
it's crazy how to do that because they have Uber. So this is the best time to do it.
The reels that if you had a friend that could drink 100 beers for $1 million, who would you call?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said,
said that. Yeah, you said that to me, Roadhouse. I was like, oh, you call me any day, man. We're drinking 100 beers. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a nice little
sure bubbly color. I 100 beers this week.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, Kevin, show that. What's that? Show that natural light color there.
It is, dude. Yeah. It's got that.
Yeah. Nice and yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that light. Good. I like this too. I got this at a wine place in Fredericksburg. I don't know if you can see it. It's got like a little right here. It's got a little indention right there for your thumb.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, because over there in Fredericksburg, it's a German town, a really cool town. A lot of people go to, especially on their way to San Antonio. But you can walk around the whole downtown with a beer or with wine, or they got wine slushies, or they got a bourbon place over there. So. Pretty nice. But yeah, had to get a little bit fancy today.
Hey, well, that's fine. Hey, we want to see it. We want to see what's the color of it. You got to see what it looks like there. I mean,
full breakdown.
I mean, I have to say, I mean, I finished off this, my 12 ouncer here, you know, the little guy. I feel a little small compared to you guys here today.
And nothing wrong with that.
I have to say, you know, our first thoughts on natural light. And I say this a lot. I always say an inoffensive light beer that it really has no taste to it.
It's really watered down, but I mean, I guess I'm the only one that tastes that aftertaste. It's that, like, the aftertaste when you burp it up, it's not that natural, like, beer, like, burp, you know. It's more of a, I guess, like, a slight sweet taste almost, but not really. It's watered down. It's
Not, yeah. I mean, for being, you know, 4.2%, 95 calories, 3.2 grams of carbs. I mean, there's not much to it, but it's definitely a good post, you know, lawnmower beer, something like that out there. What did the aliens take him away?
It did. Phone started ringing over here. Yeah, there it is. We thought you got abducted, man.
Yeah, I heard something squealing. Like, oh no, the aliens have come. They're coming for the beer, guys. All right, be safe out there.
Yep.
But I mean, I like it. I mean, it's not.
No, yeah.
It's definitely it's not something that's gonna, you know, get you trashed quick. That's for sure. I mean, what do you guys think?
Go ahead.
It's not bad. I can smash a six pack, you know, pretty quick, you know, if I wanted to. It's one of those beers that you just don't realize you're really drinking. It's more like drinking water almost, you know?
Yeah. It's just beer water.
Yeah, it's beer water. It's like it's like what I tell people about Frio Light, and I'm gonna have to send y'all some Frio Light too pretty soon. With the Lone Star, but Frio Light, we used to joke around. We got the Frio River is where a lot of people like float and stuff, and we used to say they hired people to dip their cans in that river from all the people spilling beer in there, and that's the beer.
We're talking before about the leftovers, the runoffs. So that's literally going into the river. Okay, you're in there. Floating around with your beer, just, you know, pours out a little bit. Yeah. It's like, okay, you got one sip is all water, the next sip is beer. You're like, oh wow, man.
You never know what you're gonna get. Yeah.
No.
Forrest Gump of beers.
So I gotta say, for the last 2 weeks, I've been drinking Natural Light, 24 packs. I've had two of them in the last probably 10 days. Me, I enjoy it. I can throw them back, you know. I come in and I just knock one back right away, and then I'll crack a second one and just sit down, relax for a minute, catch my breath, drink it, and next thing I know, I'm like 10 deep in like less than 2 hours. You know?
Yeah.
So it's very smooth. It's very refreshing.
And you're still standing too. You're not stumbling over or drunk or anything like that. Yeah.
It's a very pleasant beer to me, and it'll always be in my rotation.
Okay. All right. Austin, what do you think?
Rotation beer.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think the first sip was, I thought it had like a stronger beer taste than maybe what like a Keystone does. Maybe I'm just more used to the Keystone Light, Coors Light. I think it had a little bit more of a like a beer flavor. But after a couple of drinks, it kind of went completely away and started to taste like water.
Yeah. That first sip, you're like, oh, okay, I'm drinking beer. Then after a couple, you're like, all right, this is just, it tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
But it's refreshing, though.
Definitely.
Yeah, it doesn't have any, like, even though, you know, Kevin says it has this aftertaste to it, but he says it's a pleasant aftertaste, though. But so that's good. It's not like where it's it's not something that's weird or wacky.
No,
it's got a pleasant. If it has a pleasant aftertaste, then that's fine too.
Yeah, very tame beer, very easy to drink. That's why they drink in college. It's basic beer. It's good.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Have y'all seen those videos of the guys making fun of people who drink IPAs? Like they're sitting there drinking it, and they're over there drinking it, and they're like, "Yeah, man, I really love the hoppiness of this beer and everything." And then they take a drink, and they're like.
you're not getting that.
You're not getting that. Yeah.
You're not getting that over here. So there you go. So then we're starting off here, you know, beer number one here, the Natural Light.
That's right.
Thoughts on that. So hey, let's move on. Let's move on to number two. We got to go up against the competitor over here. So we have our second combatant here is the Busch Light, which I got the limited edition. I got the Redfish can over here.
Yeah.
So these are collector's items here. You got to You got to collect all four varieties.
Last year it was corn.
Yeah, yeah, but now you got fish.
So this now is we your, got fish, trout.
Your fisherman be here. The redfish.
I like
here.
That one.
That makes them more catch fish.
See, fish. As it says, cold and smooth, right there. Mm. You know, the Busch Light, which these days has kind of taken over to an extent that hipster beer. It has that cult following to it that people are always saying, like,
really got that push when Bud Light got boycotted.
Yeah, yeah, and they became. Mm. I don't know if they still are. I hadn't been in NASCAR since first got sponsored by Four Loko, but they were the beer of NASCAR.
Yeah, so I think they still are.
I think so.
I mean, they've always been associated with NASCAR for decades.
I mean, they were giving it out for free pretty much. They had the whole after party thing over there where the RVs and stuff were at the NASCAR event. I think they had like 6 or 7 kegs of it, and they said, "Yeah, free beer until we run out." And,
less talky, more drinky.
Yes, that's right.
All right, let's dive in. Let's crack open this Busch Light here.
Let's go.
The battle continues.
Yes. Here.
There it is. Whole screen.
Whole screen. Yeah, you got the big boy there. See. Get that.
That's right.
See? The Roughhouse can't even wait over there. See, he's already diving in. All right. All right. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers. Yeah.
Chug.
I like these Busch Light. Definitely more flavor in it.
Yes. More that flavor. That was my first thought too.
Mine are so cold it's giving me brain freeze.
I like it. It says cold and smooth, and that's no joke. It's cold and smooth. It really is. It's a good refreshing taste. Like you get off of work, you know,
yep.
Come home, you want to pop open a beer. A Busch Light is just one of those solid tastes that, you know, like it's like that classic American man. Like I want to taste the beer. Look,
I just developed the mullet.
Are you getting
right now?
Man.
He took one sip.
Hey, one sip, got, and I got a mullet. Got
one
guys.
Sip, and they got the mullet going over Woo! There.
Yeah.
Well, look, but, if y'all want to rub my head,
Triple H from Wish.
I'm embracing my baldness for my birthday, so it's. I look like, you know, Professor X from X-Men. Yeah, I just shaved my head this morning and was like, I'm doing it.
Doing it. Oh, hey, do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah, grow a skullet.
Grow a skullet.
Yeah.
Or do the just grow the what if I could, I'd grow just the hair just in the front and just
halfway back on your dome, just start growing it out.
Oh yeah.
There you go. I did whenever I shave, I do like weird stuff, and so I shaved like all of this and just left that, and I was like, whoa, I can't
see what works at that time. So you can just shave it all off after fact.
Yeah.
But if you find something that sticks while you're doing it, you say, oh, you know, I'll leave this for a day or two.
When
see what kind
kid.
Of
And we would get kung fu movies on satellite TV. And you see those old kung fu masters that had the long white eyebrows and the big beard. And they had the eyebrows like as long as their mustache, you know, it was like crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted that when I grew up.
I remember one time I went into a Chinese restaurant and the owner, it was when we were getting ready to go to China. So we were all, you know, the people that didn't know how to use chopsticks, we were teaching them how to use chopsticks. We would practice our Chinese with the people that, you know, at the restaurant. And so the owner thought we were cool as hell. So he'd walk out and just ask us how the food was. But he had this mole right here on his chin that had just 3 really long hairs. I was sticking out, and I just couldn't stop staring at it. And I was like, I hope to God, one of those don't fall in my food. You know, like, it just it's one of those things you just can't stop staring at, you know? But he was a nice guy, but God.
Look at Sing to Uncle Buck.
See, this is a lighter. Yeah, this is a lighter one. A little bit lighter.
It's the same.
Color-wise. It's slightly the same, lighter. But I feel like it's a little bit lighter. I might have to do another comparison, but it looks a little bit lighter.
Yeah, which is it's interesting that, you know, the Busch Light is 4.1% compared to the 4.2 of the natural light. I mean, they're right head, they're right next to each other. But yeah. the Busch Light has more of a flavor to it. Not too much. It's still a basic. I don't think. I mean, Kevin. I mean, you were the one before saying that the natural light had this taste at the end of it. Do you think this has a similar thing, or is it?
No, it's more different? It's more of that pleasant, like traditional beer taste that you want to taste. It's that manly, like, hey, you know, I got off of work, like King of the Hill. Reminds me of King of the Hill when they're all out there against the fence drinking, mm-hmm. and they're drinking and they're like, yep, that's kind of the, you know, that taste that you want to get whenever you get home from work and you pop open a beer. That's where I'm getting from it. I don't know about y'all, but.
Where are you at with it, Austin? I don't think Austin can hear me.
Yeah, I don't know. He's having some issues over can on his end. I don't know why he can hear me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he's not being able to hear. Anyway, yeah, are you guys? You can't. I don't know. Uh-oh. We're having some wacky things over here. I'll relay the messages over to him over here. Because this is what happens, guys. This is what happens. See? So you just have to kind of just smile and nod and just, okay, like, all right, see?
Do you like the beer?
No, it was fine. It was fine in the prelims, and then we loaded up, and I lost them and got you. So,
all right,
this is what happens here, guys.
That is mute the fluff.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. We make do here. Once the beers start flowing, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, nobody don't care.
Yeah, at this point, it doesn't matter. We're not doing some, you know, deep. Really research here, but
this is very deep.
But it is important stuff we're covering here today.
It is, yes,
scientific stuff.
It is very scientific stuff that we have to cover here on the podcast.
I'm pretty sure in between drinks.
Yeah, we went around the moon. Old news.
Yeah.
Yes.
Busch Light, Natty Light.
Yeah. Nobody cares about space travel anymore.
No.
Yeah.
That's overrated, dude.
Or you got to catch your redfish over.
Yeah.
You look at that guy.
I love that can.
I'll admit the can's kind of boring looking. Not yours. Yeah.
This can is pretty boring.
The basic Busch Light can is very, you know, boring standard. Yeah. But I mean, look at this.
Like you had mentioned earlier, the nostalgia. That's like NASCAR,
right.
Wrestling. Yeah. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin came out and just smashed these two things together and went for it. You know, Busch Light. Yeah. I don't know. Like you said, it's kind of like that hippie vibe almost. It's got that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it got that over the past, I'd say maybe 6 years or so, that Busch Light got that like hipster thing. A lot of people started drinking it more. They kind of took that over as like the cool cheap beer for mainstream people to drink.
Yeah,
like a lot of the videos you see online of like the funny comedy guys, they're like, oh, we drink Busch Light, we do this and that, and I've never been one. Busch Light is one that's never really been on my go-to list.
Yeah.
I drink it if I'm going hunting, or if I'm just out with a bunch of friends that like to fish or whatever, which is crazy that it has a fish on it, because it's good like that. But in my natural beer rotation, it never just pops up unless like you got Busch Peach and then you got Busch Apple.
Yeah, Busch Apple is back out again now. They announced the other day, Busch Light. I haven't seen it yet, but I know they just announced the other day it was coming out.
That pisses me off, because to me, Busch Apple is a fall drink. Not going into summer.
It should be a fall drink.
Fall,
yeah.
I mean, fall, but, I mean, but you can see Apple for summer. It's
fuck that.
I mean, I do agree. I would say more of like the late August, mm-hmm. September.
Yeah, the apple cider season, you know.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, I had it when it was out a few years ago, and I picked up a 12-pack, and I was like, you know, this isn't a bad beer for an apple-tasting light beer. I'm like, I can drink this.
But that's definitely the vibe I get from Busch.
Like a cider, a little retro cider.
Now, when it comes to Busch Light, you know, I'm in the shit kicker part of the country, and where all the rednecks are, and you know, I'm in a little redneck town, And every time I have shit kickers come over my house, they bring
Busch Light.
Busch Light.
It's a redneck beer.
Yeah.
It is. It's
And I gotta say, like I said earlier, it took the place of Bud Light. Bud Light used to be that beer that all the shit kickers brought to my house. And I would drink it. And it wasn't in my rotation. Now, Busch Light never was in my rotation, but Busch was.
Okay.
I love Busch beer.
Yeah.
So you eat both of them.
I was really surprised what you brought up, though, when the comparison of the dates to 1977 to 1989. I had no idea Natural Light went back that far.
Hey, ask Grok when Busch beer came out. Maybe try to ask Grok that. Grok,
let me see. I think I was on it. I
don't know. Yeah, look it up. See when actual Busch beer came out. Because I mean,
yeah, no, yeah, like that was out beforehand. Because I was going through. Because I found it right on their website. And let's see the history here. Busch beer, 1979.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, there was actually, if you want to go back to 1955, there was Busch Bavarian. Busch began as Busch Bavarian, the first beer made by Anheuser-Busch following Prohibition. Busch Bavarian was given the slogan clear and bright as mountain air. So Busch,
makes sense.
The legacy goes back to 1955. Busch beer, the original, was introduced 1979. Busch Light, 1989. Then they had Busch non-alcoholic beer in 1994, Busch Ice 1995, and then they bring up the Busch camo cans in 2006.
Okay, so I remember my dad drank Busch Ice, and I wish that was one of those beers that he would have let me try, because it's like the nostalgia behind it. I wonder what it tastes like.
It's still out there.
But I can't find it.
They don't have to buy it. Okay. Spot by Me has the it's only in, I can only find it in Tall Boys.
Really?
But it has
can't they find have Busch Ice anywhere.
Yeah, they got the Busch Light and the Busch Ice all next to each other there.
Man, my area sucks.
Yeah. But for years it was never around. It was always Busch and Busch Light, then maybe four or 5 years ago. Busch Ice started to show up in Tall Boys around here, and I was like, oh shit, I never had it. And, you know, very similar to a Bud Ice. I mean, it's Anheuser-Busch. Both of them, you know, that came out during that same time period over there, but it works out that way, so.
Hey, Roadhouse, there's something wrong with your can.
No, it's empty.
Is it empty? Okay, I was going to say there's something wrong with your can. If I'm finishing a beer before you, I'm like 73 years old today. But
it's like the comment I made in the studio chat. I mean, I thought about it. With the way my voice is right now, I'm like the Don Fry of drinking.
is your allergies and stuff still bothering you, or is it kind of
terrible?
No, mine might have been like that. That's too rough. My allergies have been crazy over the past week. Well, with this back and forth weather, and you know, this 90 here, and then it's going to be back down into the 50s, and it's that time of year now where it's the back and forth weather, and it's like, oh man, just pick one, just get us into spring, get that warm weather, just keep moving along. It doesn't have to be, you know, 90 right now, but if we can get, you know, 60s, 70s, that prime drinking weather, like some of those days where it's like in the 80s, you go outside in like the middle of the day and you're like, man, this smells like day drinking over here.
Yeah.
I've got the biggest.
I need a beer.
I've got just empties everywhere from podcast past.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some cleanup over the weekend when I was
let me see if here. I could flip my I don't know if I could flip my camera, probably not. Yeah, right in front of me I've got a whole shelf just full of old beers.
I just got
Rolling Rock, I got the Sam Adams Spring favorites, I've got Mickey's. Damn. Yeah, I've got a lot.
Yeah. It's like when I'm done with the podcast and I'm hammered, I just shut it down. I just hit the power button and I leave, and I don't come back in this room until the next time we have another podcast. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's too late to clean because we're about to go on in like 10 minutes. But there's no gnats.
That's good. No yeah. bugs. No.
If you had like
no rodents in there, like so
that,
you're good.
Or loco in there. Yeah. Too much of that, it might bring the gnats. But
yeah.
We had a bad, man. It pissed me off so bad in my old shop building. We had a bad gnat problem, and I found out that all of Abilene was having a really bad gnat problem because they were coming in through the drains. And I'd be sitting there doing a tattoo, and gnats would just be flying in front of my face, and it pissed me off so bad.
I always wonder.
I get so mad.
That's the trap.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's going on, you know. But they were coming up through the drain, and so I finally found this stuff that you could pour down your drain, and I just left it overnight, you know, for a couple nights, and that did the trick, you know. Okay. It would piss me off so bad just doing a tattoo. Like, I'd be doing a big one, and I'd be really into it, and then all of a sudden, right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps on going. Oh.
When you get the gnat in your face.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Come on, go.
Yeah.
Go. And which now, that means that it's that time of year now that they're going to start coming out now. The bugs are starting to come out. All that stuff out there. That's the one downfall of the nicer weather is when all those bugs start coming out and you're sitting outside at night and you're just trying to not get eaten alive.
The one thing that works for me is that the cutter's backyard spray. If you got a hose, you hook it up to your hose and you spray your backyard with that. It kills ants, it kills mosquitoes, and it keeps them all away.
Okay. Yeah, I've been looking for something because I've been fighting with trying to get like the ticks and stuff because the dogs, you know, go outside and they come back, and it's like I was trying to find something for it.
It works. That's where I spray my yard with that about 3 times a year because it's supposed to last, I think, about like 3 or 4 months. And so I'll sit there and I'll do that, and it works. I mean, it kills the ants. It kills it. I don't have any mosquitoes. I'll have people over, and we'll be sitting out back, and there's no mosquitoes. Because I used to just get the little tiki torches with the citronella, and we used to do that. But when you spray the backyard like that, it works. I don't have to worry about shit. Now, in the name of science, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix them.
I was thinking about mixing the two of them.
I'm doing it, yeah.
As well. I think we did it last time with that, because I did just crack open a Bushlight. But hey, Kevin, I'll join you. I'll mix some.
We got to do
as
it
as well. I'm gonna crack open the two of these. There you go, Austin. I love it. We were talking before about the old Stone Cold, you know, smash them together.
That's right.
And then just, you know, pound them down.
Can't even see them.
I had a guy come in my shop, and I have a couple of signed by some WWE people. I've got Drew McIntyre. I've got some of the New Day guys and stuff like that in my shop. Got a lot of signed nostalgia stuff.
Okay.
But he was like, hey, man, are you gonna watch was it Raw tonight? And I was like, probably not. Wow. I hadn't watched it in a while. But I was like, you know what, just because you said that, I might tune in a little bit. But yeah, it's a
wow.
Yeah. I mean, nice? It's got a very clear.
Got a little bit of color to it. Yeah. Yours looks lighter than mine.
I don't know. I think it's how the
probably
because
I'm dehydrated.
I think that's yeah.
Yours looks like it's like yeah.
Did you drink enough water today? I don't know. Maybe it's the glass. I don't know. It's
too much
plastic.
Water.
I said, all right. Let's see. My liver's see yelling. How this.
Cheers, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get mine.
Yeah.
Okay, I could do that. If Natty Light and Bush just. Teamed up.
If they had a baby, if the
they had a baby, yeah. That would be
Natural
a
Light
solid
and Bushlight had a baby beard. Here.
Yeah, that's a solid beer. I like that.
Yeah, I mean there's damn. Not too much to it.
I'm telling. Oh, look at that foam.
Yeah, I love it.
That's right.
You call me Al Snow.
There we go. Call him Ron Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's got a solid taste to it with the two of them together here.
We were at a peddler's mall.
I actually don't mind it.
And there was a wig mold ahead, like Al Snow used to pack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As soon as we walked in, it was like on the first display, the first like booth. And I grabbed it up and I said, "What does everybody want?"
And
nobody said anything.
Nobody.
Stared at you. What's wrong with this guy?
She's looking at me like I was retarded. Yeah. I'm like,
nobody got it. That's sad. I would have said, "More head."
Yeah. I was like, all right. She's like, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I'm not even going to explain it."
Now, we were kind of talking before about the price of the two of these and kind of what the price point was there. And I was a little surprised in and we've talked many times recently about how the beer prices constantly keep going up. Every time I go into the store, it seems like something's more expensive than it was. And so I'm like, I could have sworn that, you know, a 12-ounce cans a couple years ago was not more than like $10 for, you know, a natural light or a Busch Light. So the one spot where I picked up the 12-packs, I took a picture of the cooler. It was $13.99 for a 12-pack of Busch Light and $12.99 for a 12-pack of Busch Light. And I was sitting there, I was staring at it. I'm like,
damn,
like this can't be right.
Yes.
For the price. I'm like, that's outrageous, the prices of this stuff. And for a dollar cheaper, I think $11.99 was the 15-pack of Keystone Light.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would go with the Keystone for the price over there. So that was at the one spot with the 12 packs. And then the other spot by me. So there's two spots in my town that are fairly close that I go to. And so the other spot had more of the 30 packs, and it was $25.99 for a 30 pack of Busch Light, which that's like outrageous to me. That's like what it used to be for like a Bud 30 pack, and the Busch Light would be no more than like $20.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Natural Light 30 pack was $21.99.
Damn,
out there. So I mean, it's crazy that the price of this stuff. Now, let's want to get a 36 pack of Boxer Ice was still only $19.99. Yeah. So I mean, then you have Schaefer. Yep, over there. I mean, I think that was $19.99. So that's like $40.
Oh, dang, that's my grab
out there. So I mean, it's crazy. I was going in there and I'm looking at this stuff and I'm like, I mean, the 12 pack, you know, when it's like $13.99.
Okay. He's pissed
out there. I mean, I think like the Pabst Light 12 packs were $11.99. So I mean, there are still some that are on the cheaper side, but like the Busch Light and the Natural Light 12 packs being that expensive is like mind blowing out there. There we go.
Oh snap! Hey, you got a Busch going on.
All up in my beard.
Shave, man.
You know. I'm literally at the point where I'm done with beer. I honestly, there's that, no.
I was very surprised when I went to HEB, and I looked at the price of the six packs of 16 ounces, and they were $8.50
$8 for a six pack.
And I was like, "There's no way." Yeah. It used to be. I think it used to be like six something. So it used to be close to $1 a beer?
I'm going
to
set it straight. A cheap beer, Natural Light, Old Milwaukee, Keystone Light. That's a working man's beer.
Yeah.
Should be able to afford to bust his ass all week and be able to afford a 30-pack of beer and not pay $25 for it.
Yeah.
No, that's... To me, that really pisses me off. and you know, and they just keep jacking the prices up.
Yeah, and every time I go in, it's like the prices that they're going higher and higher.
I'm going to refuse to pay it and just be done with it. And just like, if I'm going to spend that kind of money on a good buzz, I'm just going to buy crack.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, you know, if you just come over there and you go down the street where my shop is, I'm sure you can find a lot of it.
Yeah, well, you know the good spot.
It was funny as hell. Last night, I decided, you know, I was like, you know what? After I close, one of the Aaron, the guy that always shows up, you know, like in the Batman suit, and then somehow kissed me on the cheek, something like that. I don't know if you watched that, Austin. So I teach and train martial arts at a school over here. The guy that bought the shop or bought the studio or the school, and I used to compete with him in martial arts, and now I train and teach with him. He said, you know what? Every night that y'all do the podcast, I'm going to show up. And I haven't texted him back, so I don't think he's going to show up tonight.
You're safe for tonight.
It's funny.
Now, you know, we're getting close. We're getting close to wrap things up here. So we're almost at the end. So you might be safe.
You might be safe. Yeah, last night I tattooed his elbow, and he's one of those guys that doesn't show pain. He's just one of those guys that also, if you ever have a moment where you're about to get into a fight, he's one of those guys you want to call. Cause I've watched him fight off 4 guys by himself, you know, and it's insane. He knows his shit. Yeah. Right. So I tattooed his elbow last night, and I'll send y'all the video of it, because he got up and his legs were sweating and everything like that. And I was like, wait, I made you sweat? And every time I'd sit there and dip my needle and everything like that, he's like, man, I feel every single bit of that. I looked at him, I said, hey, you remember when I took my second degree test and you just, that workout you made me do? He's like, shut up, man. But I actually made him sweat, man. But anyways. So I went over to the DK, which it used to be called 7-Eleven, but they switched to DK. I don't know if it's like that in y'all's area. But I went over there, and I went to go buy a little tall boy of the Baja Blast Hard Mountain Dew. And it was like they had like a family reunion of crackheads over there. It was insane. I walked in and it was weird. They all greeted me like I was about to be a part of it. And I was like, no, I'm just here to get a Mountain Dew. I don't know what y'all are doing, but.
Were their feet touching the ground?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what was weird too. They were all just there having a meeting, and I'm standing there trying to buy my thing, and they all talked, and then they looked at me and started trying to talk to me, and I was like, I'm not a
leave me alone. Part don't of this. Talk to me. Just move on. Move on from there.
It was weird, but it's getting about that temperature now. You know where they're coming out. It's not cold.
Yeah, hibernation is over. Now the crackheads are coming out. So be safe. Be safe out there, everybody. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. They're out, man. Yeah. They're definitely out. I'll have to send y'all some videos.
Yeah.
We got a guy that he's got a very sad story, but he's very entertaining to watch. His name's Daryl. This is a black guy. He used to be very smart. I guess he got into drugs and it killed every single one of his brain cells.
Yeah.
He's not all there at all. But we call him Dancing Daryl because he walks up and down the street, and the street's called Butternut, and that's where all the meth heads and homeless people hang out and stuff. And he walks up and down that street, and he's just throwing trash, stomping on stuff. He'll throw trash on the ground and start beating it with a stick. There's been times where he's been at that convenience store next to me getting into a fight with the trash can. And I bought him, you know, it was hot outside, so I walked up to him and said, Daryl, because I was in there looking for an energy drink, and he walked up to me and he just went like this with a piece of trash, like right in my face. I was like, oh, that's cool, Daryl. I said, that's awesome, man. Proud of you. You know, and he walked back outside.
I'm proud of you. Thanks for the trash in my face.
He continued to fight with the trash can, and I walked outside, and I was like, man, he's got to be thirsty. So I walked out there. I said, hey, Daryl, you thirsty? And he's very nonverbal. But he just started going, Dr. Pepper. I was like, okay, you want a Dr. Pepper? Cool, man. I'll go in there and get you one. So I'm in there getting it, and then he stomps back in. And he's like, root beer. And I was like, I'll get you both, man. Whatever. So I grabbed him both. And he just walked off. I handed him to him after I bought him.
He was happy after that? Then, hey, good for him.
Yeah. It's funny as hell. I've got some videos that I got to send y'all, because there's one where he had a pillowcase or something that he had trash wrapped up in, and he threw that thing down like he was pissed off at it. He just ripped through it, throwing trash everywhere, started beating it with a stick, and then he kicked it, and he's like, bitch, bitch, you know, like walking around and stuff. And I was like, what are you doing, man? But yeah,
now like Kevin said that part. I was gonna say before we do our final verdict on these two here, I do have to pee really bad. So I'm gonna if you want to take a big quick pee break, I'm gonna do that, and then we will do our final verdict. And we'll wrap things up here. So all right. Now so we're back here.
By the way, it's my birthday. I'm 73 years old today.
You look good for 73.
I was gonna say,
I do Bowflex. Y'all remember those Bowflex commercials? What was her Bowflex name?
Shake weight,
the lady's name. Shake weight.
I don't know the name of the lady from the Bowflex, but I do remember the commercials, you know, those infomercials at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. You'd
be out somewhere, you come home, and it's like, what's on TV? Yeah. Oh, here's the Bowflex.
She goes,
you
know, I'm 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I'm 50-something years old, and I look like I'm in my 20s because I do Bowflex. I'm like, there's no fucking way. You did a lot of
pie. And the next commercial was Dionne Warwick.
Yep. And then, it was
Girls Gone Wild.
George Lopez.
Did I ever tell y'all the story about Girls Gone Wild on South Padre Island when I was in college?
No, I don't think so.
So they would come every single year, and then just one year they stopped coming. Well, whenever my friend, I had a friend that we used to party together all the time and everything like that. He found out they weren't coming that year. He goes, I've got a damn good idea. And I was like, oh, shit, what is it? He was like, look, they always wear black shirts that said camera crew on them. He goes, we get black shirts made. It says camera crew. We have cameras. And then I will rent a party bus or like a van or something like that, like they used to do, because they used to get the girls to come in there.
Mm-hmm.
They'd interview them. Those girls would do pretty much anything just to be on camera, right? I was like, dude, don't fucking do that, man. I said, you're going to get in trouble. He did it, dude. He fucking did it.
You're going to get arrested.
He texted me. He said, hey, man, come to Padre Island. We're over here. Just come over here, and we're partying. We got plenty of alcohol. He goes, there are girls. They think we're the camera crew. And I was like, dude, you're going to get arrested. Never got arrested at all. Everybody thought that Girls Gone Wild came back, and it was insane. I went in there, I was drinking.
It was just that guy scamming everybody.
Yeah. It was so fucked up. I was like, dude, you're bad, man. That's fun. I mean, girls it's crazy. And the year before that, I had a friend that her dad, I had actually met her dad whenever she was moving into her dorm. Her dad, very conservative guy, blue collar. Made lots of money, but very conservative guy that would probably kill anybody that tried to mess with his daughter, right? Well, spring break comes along and Girls Gone Wild is coming, you know? And I told her, I said, please, for the love of God, do not flash the camera. Don't do it. I said, don't do it. Don't mess with them. I said, we'll have fun still. They got the stage. They got live bands, whatever. Just don't flash the camera. What does this fucking girl do? She gets drunk. Flashes the camera. Apparently, at that time, they were shooting the DVD that was Girls Gone Wild, 50 Best Breasts in America.
Yeah.
She made the cut.
Hey, good for her, man. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, she did.
I was like,
man, kudos to her. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Science.
Oh my God, dude. She made the cut. I got the DVD. I showed her. She goes, "Oh my God, I'm on a DVD." And I was like, "Yeah. You better hope to God your dad's not in Girls Gone Wild, because he's going to be sitting there getting ready
gonna be
and
shocked, he's going to
see his daughter."
What a buzzkill that would be for dad.
That would suck.
Look what I made.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Look what I made.
Hey, in the top 50, you know, hey, we like saying, you know, we're in the, you know, we're the number number five drunk podcast in America. Oh,
yeah. That's right, hey, man. Number
you know,
five.
You got to strive for these things. You gotta, how do we get up to
number one?
I know. We just got
to
keep chugging
along. We're
going to
make it to
number
one. We're going to
keep chugging along.
Yeah.
Working on it. That's what we do here. And so let's work our way there, and let's give our final judgments on these two beers here. Natural Light and Busch Light. As I said, I was doing some pre-game research over the past few days, and I picked these up and I tried a couple of them, and I have to say today, my thoughts have changed since what I would have said a few days ago.
Okay.
About these two.
Leaped a little bit.
Because I have to say, when I cracked them open, I didn't do them at the same time the other day. I did one day I had just Natural Light, the next day I had just Busch Light. And I was pleasantly, I don't want to say surprised, but I was happy with the Natural Light taste. That it's smooth. There's not much taste to it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely drinkable. There's nothing wrong with it. And then the next day I cracked open the Busch Light, and it did have more flavor to it. But at the time I was like, not that it was off tasting, but I didn't think it was as smooth as the Natural Light. But today, doing the side-by-side, comparing the two together, I think personally, I think I'd go Busch Light over Natural Light in my own personal opinion of the two here. So me personally, I'd give the win to Busch Light over Natural Light here today.
Not just the taste, but that design of the can.
Well, yes, the can, that is
that's
great.
Awesome.
You got that. You got that red fish there. And there's three other ones you can collect out there. Collector Series.
Makes me want to buy a boat.
Collector's Edition. Now I got to go out searching, as I've been still out there trying to search for the rest of these Budweiser, you know,
I
nostalgic
still get the
cans
1990s.
Out there. I've been out there trying to. I've been to a few spots here. It must be a regional thing, at least at the time, where I've been to a few different stores, and I'll go in the cooler and I'll peek in the top of the 12 pack and I'll see, oh my crap, it's the same design. I'm like, I want to get the other ones out there. We're suckers for designs and nostalgia here.
Yep.
So we'll always go for that stuff. So who wants to go next? Who wants to give their opinions here?
Let her rip.
So, me, I really like the Natural Light. I really like it. I mean, it's an all-day drinking beer for me. That's my type of drinking style. Busch Light is good. It has that full body beer taste. It has a really sweet follow at the end. I like Busch Light. But if I was standing in front of the cooler and I'm picking something to drink all weekend, it's going to be Natural Light.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a solid, assessment.
Yep.
Is it? Oh, Greg, make an assessment.
Hey, all right. Kevin, what do you think?
So both of them are very solid beers. If I were to be out working, whatever, both of them could be in my lineup. But if I'm choosing a beer to drink, out of the both of them, I will choose Busch every day. Busch has that more natural, that more natural, manly beer taste to it. Natty Light is more watered down. It's more of that, if I'm going to smash a 12-pack in 2 hours, like Roadhouse said, I'm going Natty Light all day long. But Busch is more enjoyable. The taste is more of that traditional beer taste. So I'll go Busch on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right, Austin, it's down to you. What do you think? All right, we got two. We got two for Busch Light. We got one for Natty Light. So what's it going to be?
You know?
Pressure's on.
at first, when I took the first drink and I took the Natural Light, I was like, ooh, I remember why I don't really drink that. You know, it's just kind of like a whatever beer. You know, you can kind of, there's better beer out there. But comparing the two, after I drank the Busch Light following it up, I kind of find myself leaning towards the Natural Light. I think it was easier to drink. Okay. It was quick. I felt like when it was both sitting there, I wanted to grab the Natty Light first. It's also very tame, I think. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have, like Kev was saying, Busch has that real beer taste, and there's a crowd that goes for that. But if you're looking for, you know, like you said, the weekend beer I'm drinking all weekend, for the price too, I'm going Natty Light. And it's that 0.1% alcohol counts, in my opinion.
Just a little bit. You know, 4.2 to 4.1. You know. The Natty Light does get the advantage.
Exactly. You know, you can win by an inch. Okay. You can win by a mile. Winning's winning. Okay? So if you got 4.2, you know, for the bang, for the buck, I'm in. But I'm going to go Natty Light. It's just easier to drink. You know, after about three or four, probably
we've got a tie.
We got two Natty Lights here.
I guess the battle is going to have to be, you know, in the comments.
Yeah, last time around, we were all, I think we were all unanimous we were all Keystone last time. Light over Coors Light the last time, but we have a stalemate. Around out there. So if you've joined us here, you know, leave your pick down below in the comments down there. Yes. Let us know. Yeah, leave a comment. Reply to the post wherever you see this. You know, let us know. Are you Team Busch Light or are you Team Natural Light?
Because this is a solid battle.
Yeah, I mean it's tough. It could go either way.
Yeah,
it really could.
Depending on the occasion. As I said, if I'm just trying to smash a bunch of beers back to back, Natty Light. But I think overall, just taste and everything like that is Busch. Yeah. You know. But it's a solid one. So guys, we need y'all's votes.
Yeah, and even if going by price now, like I said, that the one spot I went to the 12 pack, it was here. I'll put it up here again. It was. It was the $13.99 for Natural Light, which I mean that's outrageous, and then $12.99 for Busch Light. I mean, it's a dollar difference. I mean, still that's more expensive than it should be.
For Natural Light, it should never be above.
Busch should be a little bit more expensive. That's just my opinion.
I was thinking too. I was thinking that Natural Light should be, and in the 30 pack realm here, the Natural Light is cheaper at $21.99 compared to the $25.99, which $25.99 for Busch Light, I think that's way over the top of.
It's almost like a marketing scheme to sell more beer.
I don't know if it is just because they're going off of, like we're saying, the Busch Light and the play it gets online and videos and reels and stuff that people post about it, and it's the hip beer to drink these days. So it's tough out there. But, I mean, hey, you know, they're fairly close in price. They're on the cheap beer spectrum, even though they're not as cheap as we would like them to be.
Yep.
Which is the truth out there. I mean, when you can get it for under – yeah, as you say, when you can get it under $10 for a 12-pack, that was, like, where you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But that's where we are these days.
We are there these days. I mean, shit beer at a premium price.
Yeah.
Well, you said it best. The younger crowd's not drinking, and you want to wonder why. And I'm like, dude, well, you used to be able to get Natty Light for 40 cents a beer, 50 cents a beer.
It's always going 30-40 back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go through and be like, okay, if I'm spending under a dollar a beer, I feel like I'm winning. I'm winning.
Yeah,
With that 100%. Beer. Well, it's like, okay, when it's $13, 12 beers, okay, now I'm over $1 a beer, just over. So that's when it's like Keystone. If a Keystone Light comes in a 15 pack for $12, I'd pick
that's where it's at all day long. I'd pick that over. I'd pick it over. Yeah,
so, it does weekly.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, we're at stalemate.
I think what we should do is who wins out of the votes of people. Yep. I think we should put it up against Keystone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, we can do that. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Yeah, everybody out there, wherever you see this, we'll put this clip out there for the people. Wherever you see this clip, we did Busch Light versus Natural Light. Leave a comment down below who you'd pick, Busch Light or Natural Light.
Yeah.
Whoever gets the most comments and the votes for that for the people, we will put that up against Keystone Light for another battle to see out of those two who's going to reign supreme. So spread the word, share the video, tell your friends, you know, the war to settle the score 2 right here, you know, Natural Light and Busch Light right here today.
Very going solid here. Lineup.
We're trying to do here, trying to get all the good stuff out there for you
now
guys.
Now they're mixed.
Something different. Mixed was good. I think pouring those good. Two together was a solid combo there. You couldn't really go wrong with that.
Actually pretty enjoyable. I was actually surprised. I almost like both of them together better than either of them separate.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. I saw that.
Pouring out, I was like, wow.
I'm like, is Natty Light, what company is Natty Light?
It's Anheuser-Busch. They're both I thought so.
Okay, so they can team up.
Yeah, you could. Let's mix them together, man. Put them
together. They could call it
Natural Busch.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like the Natural Busch, you know?
Who doesn't like the Natural Busch? Come on.
Yeah. Hey. We'll call it Unkept.
Untamed, unkempt, natural bush right here. So, hey, that's what we're here for. If you like some natural bush, we have you covered right here on Bone with Bobcat. The best of the worst in cheap booze. Another great podcast this week. The war to settle the score to Natural Light versus Busch Light. Hey, Austin, thanks, man, for coming back with us here.
I want to be on more. We've been talking
in the past, and just timing-wise, we'll get you back on here for some more battles here. Absolutely. And hopefully, tell everybody
where they can find you, Austin.
Yes, you can find me on
Instagram, Facebook. That's the two main. TikTok. Our TikTok, actually. 36,000 followers on there. So, you know, send me all this stuff and we're going to boost it up there.
Word.
TikTok, Lucky Dog Limited, that's where we're at. And we're posting daily and we're just hanging out, you know, doing just stuff like this, man. We're just people, man, you know. Look us up, follow us out. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Get that bell notification. You got to know when these things happen. You know what I mean? Don't
gotta be out there.
You don't want to be last to the party. Come on.
And we'll give one last happy birthday to Kevin over there.
Thank you guys. You know, this has been a great birthday.
Birthday celebration out here.
Great birthday, guys.
And for Roadhouse out there, he's in his own world as always.
Kevin's a cool 76 or whatever.
He's cool 76, 50. Yeah,
awesome. And, I feel like it. Yeah.
Lucky Dog White.
Lucky Dog Limited. Should be. I got people handling stuff for me.
Roadhouse
is getting lazy, so I gotta converse with them.
And don't forget, hey, if you're into the you said lazy, you got the Lazy K over there. Roadhouse has become a big TikToker himself.
If you don't want to
hear Roadhouse talk about cheap booze, you can talk about everything about rabbits and animals out there on TikTok. So be sure to check that out there. Check out his lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
And keep spreading the word right here about the Bumwine Bob
YouTube
channel. You know, we're now over 24,000 subscribers. Amazing, whatever brings you to the dance, we appreciate it out there. Stick around. You know, we have fun, we have a good time. You got the ladies' man over there.
Chicks dig them
out there. You know,
that's right.
Some more battles. Anything you want to see us cover here, leave a comment down below and tell your friends, spread the word. The best of the worst in cheap booze is right here. Bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40, malt liquor, all the good stuff. Tell your friends. I am Bum Wine Bob. That's Roadhouse. That's Kevin the Tattoo Dude. That's Austin from Lucky Dog. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Motherfucker.
I need a beer.